Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, helping you jumpstart your career in financial services. As always, I'm bringing to you fresh ideas from a recently aired video on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Do me a favor, my friend, and text me at 214-699-7599 with any questions you might have from this show so I can help you along your journey in becoming a successful financial professional. Again, that number is 214-699-7599. All right, let's hop into today's topic. Hey, all my career changers out there, what does it take to become a financial professional? Let's say you've spent 10, 15 years or more in an industry learning about something, and then you all of a sudden decide to make a 180-degree pivot into the field of financial services. How do you do it? Well, I want to show you how, at least with four tips on how to do that. Get the pen and paper out. Hey everybody, Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube. And I talk to a lot of career changers, and I have talked to a lot of them over my years of coaching financial advisors. And I always get this question, what does it take? What should I be doing as a career changer? What do I need to be thinking about, Dominique, when it comes to switching from career choice number one into this new, brand new field of financial services? It's not an easy question, but I'm gonna do my best to help you out because I really have a place in my heart, a soft spot for anybody that has enough of guts and bravery to lay down something that they've been doing and switch fields. Now, what I would say, what you need to do right now is pause, scroll down to the description and download my career guide, 10 tips to jumpstart your financial services career if you haven't already. So I'll give you some time to do that. Now let's pop into that very first tip for you. All right, you're gonna first have to decide on your route. And what do I mean by route? Well, I mean, there are a lot of different paths to basically give financial advice. Now, financial advice, different than investment advice, at least in this particular conversation, because investment advice is going to be regulated. And so it really determines on whether or not you want to be more of a financial educator slash counselor or coach, where you don't really go into picking investments nor giving investment advice, nor charging on that for that matter. That way you don't have to be scrutinized to the level of people that do. Now, if you do decide to do that because you want to either charge on AUM, assets under management, or be fee-based and do financial planning, of that nature, you have to go down the more what I would call traditional route, and you have to be regulated, which means that you're going to have to probably either partner up with somebody that has their own registered investment advisory firm, or go the broker-dealer route. I've all talked about this before. I'll have videos down below in the description that you can kind of get a little bit more detail about that if you're new to this arena. Suffice to say, you will have to probably get licensed. And those licenses mean Series 7, Series 6, Series 65. They do a combination of the 65 and the 63 called the Series 66. You might have to go down the life and health insurance route. There's a lot of different things to go, but that all is under the umbrella of regulation. And so you're going to have to submit to a higher power or authority that says how you exactly market those services to the consumers of financial services. And it's going to be a little bit different. Now, financial coaching can be done. It can be done successfully. I've actually had interviews with financial coaches that are successful. Whitney Hansen of the Money Nerds podcast, Bola Shakumbi of Clever Girl Finance. They all run successful financial education, financial coaching businesses that allow you to use customer testimonials and things of that nature that are not as regulated as the traditional path. So that's definitely something to consider. You'll definitely just want to consider your route and decide your route. Hey, Dominique here, and I hope you are really enjoying this week's episode. Look, if you're a current or aspiring financial professional and you'd like to join a community of like-minded individuals that I'm sharing my 20 plus years of experience with, make sure you visit my website at www.djh-capital.com for more information. Now back to this week's episode. All right, next you're gonna wanna decide your build. What do I mean by build? Well, Can you sustain a lifestyle practice and pay for your personal income? Which means lifestyle practice means you may serve maybe anywhere from 50 to 150 clients. You're not trying to build out a big enterprise firm or anything like that. You can do that on the financial coaching side or the more traditional side, like I just talked about. Or are you trying to build this big gargantuan, you know, roll-up firm where you are, you know, bringing on advisor after advisor that are helping, several hundred client families? Are you trying to build more of an enterprise? It really depends on the type of build. You know, I get a lot of people that ask me, hey, Dominique, can I do this as a side hustle? Well, kind of not really. It just depends on your build. If you really want to do, you know, help people with financial advice and investment advice, like I talked about earlier, then no, side hustle will not be what you can do because you're going to have to declare an outside business activity once you're regulated. And it's really hard to hold down a 9-to-5 and build your financial services practice because just practically speaking, one client may be thinking like, are you totally sold out on giving me financial advice and helping me through all these, you know, twists and turns in my career, in my life, if you're doing a different 9-to-5. So it's going to be really hard to do it as a side hustle. But maybe you want to do financial counseling or financial coaching as a side hustle. Maybe you have friends and family that come to you all the time and you help them with budgeting. So maybe you just want to open up a DBA or an LLC that is, you know, Dominique's Financial Coaching House or something like that. And you can do that as a side hustle. But you need to decide on your build. You need to figure out the pros and cons. And I've done a video on that before, so I'll link that up in the cards to help you determine if you need to build your own firm or you need to plug in to someone else's existing infrastructure. You're also going to want to build some runway. Build some runway means you need to have some margin. You need to have cash. You know, the biggest thing about businesses, and I've said this before, is not that they don't have good ideas, it's just they don't have enough financial runway for the business to start producing profits or to be profitable to handle both the business expenses and your personal living expenses. You figure once you stop your 9-to-5, that income doesn't come in anymore, which means that your new business would have to start to support you. So if you don't have a working spouse or, like my wife says, a sponsor or a lot of savings built up, that's gonna be a huge detriment to you getting off the ground because, again, you're gonna have to win the trust of your clients, your future clients, and your prospects. And while you're doing that, it may take, you know, 12, 18, 24 months, maybe even longer, depending on the type of, services that you're offering. And as if that's attractive, you're gonna have to find a marketing plan. You're gonna have to do all these different things in order to start to get people attracted to what you're offering. Then see if they wanna work with you and then give you their money for a financial plan or let you manage them, manage their assets. And tip number 4 basically is an addendum to tip number 3. I think that everybody that is starting down this career path should have some type of mentorship or coaching. Mentorship looks like somebody that has already been doing this, can share some wisdom, a lot of like what I'm doing on this channel. There are some other people that are doing that. Just depends on who you like to watch more or who's more engaging. Really doesn't matter to me. I feel that the industry needs a lot of really great people. Most advisors are aging out. And so we're going to need a lot of new talent in the next 10 to 15 years. So whether you choose to use my channel and my system is up to you, but just come in because the more the merrier. And so mentorship looks like having some type of way that that information from somebody like myself is being distributed back to you in bite-sized pieces so that you can apply it and start to work out your journey. And then I would say after mentorship, you kind of graduate to what I would say coaching, where somebody is actually one-on-one talking to you about your plan, how your energy should be focused, the type of build, how you're going to be marketing and attracting clients, how your firm needs to be operated once people come in the door and you're starting to think about service fulfillment or service delivery. You don't want this rotating door of people coming in and then going right back out because they're not satisfied because you've overpromised and underdelivered on services. So that's where coaching can help, at least for a certain portion of your build, you know, the first 9 or 12 months as a new advisor. It would be really good to have a coach. So what I would recommend, if you like what you're hearing here, is to download my guide. That's going to give you an introduction, a personal introduction into the Facebook group. The Facebook group is going to be a lot of people just like you walking down this path, sharing their wins and losses, building a community, building some camaraderie so you won't feel all alone out there because it can be lonely. And then if you fit the bill and if you're willing to take the next step to another arrangement, then we can talk about joining my coaching lab, which is one-on-one instruction with me as your coach, trying to take you through, taking you to the next level as you're trying to build your practice. So tell me, what are you finding the most difficult in your ascension or your journey as to become a financial professional? Is it how to price your services? Is it, you know, what degree program to be in? Is it, you know, finding a mentor? What is it? Are you looking for a community? If you are, please consider mine, but leave that down in the comments. I would love to see what's going on in your life, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.